Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock block. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prayers. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering, 5-Minute University. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Ben. How are things on the farm, and how's your weather? Did you finally get some relief?
Oh, gosh. You know,
do you have mud everywhere?
Mud everywhere. Everywhere. It's just, it's unbelievable. You know, we had the rain, then we had the sleet, and then we had the hail, and then we had the snow, and then miserable ice. We couldn't travel. And, you know, several of our neighbors have driven off the road, slid off the, you know, the dirt road because it was sheer ice. I don't know what they were doing on the road. One of them was pulling a small trailer. Makes no sense to me. And, you know, we get the call. Hey, what do we do? We're in a ditch. It's 4 feet down. And the trailer's hooked up. You know, what do we do? I was like, well, we can't get there either, you know, because the road is just sheer ice. And, you know, the county doesn't take care of the roads that are dirt roads. They really don't. They're concerned about the highways, the paved roads, the blacktop roads, and they may sand them, they may salt them. And I'm okay with them not taking care of our roads. We just stay home, right? We've had these ice storms before, so that's what we do. But neighbors have ruined their cars, banged up their cars, driven down ditches, and snow plows. I think there are at least three heavy-duty sanding trucks with snow plows on the front, you know, in the Springfield area, that either slid off the road or went down a ditch. And when I say a ditch, I'm talking about a ditch that you just can't drive back out of. Whether you have, you know, four-wheel drive or six-wheel drive, it doesn't matter. You're not getting out without without a wrecker on solid pavement, you know, with cables to pull you out. So, yeah, it's been a real challenge. The cows and calves, you know, we're feeding them with rolled hay. And we're unrolling it, and they are just destroying the fields because everywhere they walk, they tear up the grass. So it's going to be a longer recovery for the grass. It'll recover, but you know, this is going to cause problems for farmers. Lots of problems. All of this has been man-made. This is, you know, class, don't believe anything I say, but I saw the chemtrails. And right after those chemtrails, we had a massive, massive cool down, hail, sleet, snow, freezing rain, clouds. And then, of course, the solar panels couldn't generate very much electricity at all because the sun was blocked by all the cloud cover and the moisture and the freezing rain and snow. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, that's, you know, life as a farmer, that's kind of what it would be like, except it's way worse now because of the man-made engineering. It really is. Kathy, have you experienced any of that in Ohio?
Well, Vince, we had, it's probably been almost 2 weeks ago now, we had rain, and first we had snow, and then we had rain. And they couldn't get all the roads cleared. And so the rain froze the snow on the driveway, on the roads, and it was just a sheet of ice. I mean, I literally couldn't let the dog go out the back door. She looked like Bambi sliding around, and I had to get a mat and try to walk her on the grass just so she wouldn't fall. And the grass was, the snow on the grass, I should say, was so hard and so thick that even with my weight on it, it didn't break. So she had a really hard time for a few days. And I'm sure my neighbors thought we were crazy, but my husband got the tractor out and drove around the backyard just to break up the ice so she could go out and go to the bathroom. But I had to take her out on a leash. It was awful. I don't know how people did it. And we just now, yesterday, after 2 weeks, we just now got all the ice off the driveway and all the ice on the roads melted. They do a good job with our roads. I will say they do a good job, but when you have the blowing, drifting snow, and then you have rain and ice, you know, they can't keep it clear all the time. But they were out, like, that day several times. And we have a farmer, we know, our friend down the road, he came with his equipment, and he tried to keep our roads clear. He went back and forth 3 and 4 times just so people could get down our road. But, Vince, it was, you know, now we have dense fog. It's really dense, like the last 2 days in the morning. And yesterday it lasted all day. But there again, Vince, I saw the chemtrails. I counted them one day just from when I wasn't out looking all day, but there was like 11 or 12 right before the storm.
And those chemtrails that you saw, were they thicker, wider, longer, you know, than typical chemtrails? Did you see that as well?
No, I didn't notice it. You know, I can see them going across the blue sky. I can see them start it. And then, you know, it gets wider. I didn't pay that much attention, Vince. All I know is every time I look up, I just get so disgusted when I see it.
Yep, I agree with that. Kathy, there's something I wanted to mention. Oh, by the way, we had some... frightening moments. You know, the cows were looking for water and the ponds were frozen. And we have a cattle waterer, and so that's water that sits in a 300-gallon tank that's mostly buried in the ground. And they just walk up to it, and it's like it's a water bowl, 300 gallons buried in the ground. It's all concrete. It's got a concrete lid covered with dirt so that there's some insulation and it doesn't freeze. But that froze. And the cows couldn't get water, so they know where all the ponds are. So they walked over to a pond, and they were standing on the pond. And it was kind of terrifying because if they, you know, 1,100 pounds, 1,000 pounds of weight on four little, you know, hooves, if that broke through the ice, we would have had a real tough time getting them out of the water. Because, you know, tractors were sliding on the ice. It was a mess. It really was. I made a call when I saw the chemtrails. I made a call to some people we know in up your way, and I said, "So, you all have a generator?" They said, "No, power. You know, the power's only gone out once in like 30 years, 30." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, I just, you know, I'm looking at the sky, and I think this is going to be pretty rough." And I said, "No, we're good." And I called them several days later, and I said, "You guys okay? I'm reading in the news that there's massive storms up your way here too, power outages, you know, hundreds of thousands of people without electricity." And he said, "Yeah, we haven't had it, but fortunately, we raced out, you know, that day, and they went to a big box store, and they were able to buy a generator." And they were getting one of the last ones that were available at this big box store. There were like 10 of them were sold in minutes. And I asked them about it, and they said it's propane, natural gas, and gasoline. And I said, "That is great, because you all have natural gas up there." And I said, "So how are you going to hook it up?" And we talked about using a transfer switch, and I've got an extra one, so I'm going to send it to them. And they have a gas grill. And this is a, you know, maybe a 10 horsepower. It's on wheels, and they can keep it in a garage. And so I asked them about how far it was to their breaker panel, about 15 feet. So they can get a 30-foot, 30-amp generator extension cord. pre-made, and I'm going to send them this transfer switch that has a connector that they can hook up to a heavy generator type extension cord. And they have this gas grill that's right in their backyard, right near their deck, right near their house. And it's plumbed underground with natural gas. So all they have to do is buy one of these natural gas hoses, maybe 10 feet, 15 feet long, get that extension cord for the generator, and hook up the transfer switch, and they're good to go. So they can use the natural gas right, tap into their grill with a shutoff valve and a T, and they'll be in great shape for the next power failure. So the reason I'm telling you this class is this is something that we've been talking about here at USA Preparers. It's a great way to go. I've recommended exactly this situation for, or this solution for Bert out in California. And it's relatively easy, relatively inexpensive. You don't need any inspections and permits, I believe, to do this. And it's a great way to go. So you roll the generator out of the garage, if you have a garage. And, so you keep the generator in good shape, out of the weather, and dry, and it'll last a long time, especially if you're using propane or natural gas, because it doesn't have the problems of a gasoline carburetor, and gasoline destroying the carburetors once a year. Great solution. So you might want to check that out. And you can buy them tri-fuel, meaning three fuels, gasoline, propane, and natural gas. Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, I'm glad you mentioned this, because I want you to explain the importance of the transfer switch. My husband he writes out specific instructions when, you said, if I'm not here, this is what has to be done. Well, I was talking to a friend, and she was telling me that where they were at, they lost power. And so it's like a friend of a friend. So she was telling me, relaying the story to me, well, what happened was, he hooked up the generator, and then when the power came on, she said it shorted out the generator. Now, I don't know if that's what it does. That was her word. And so they had to get the generator fixed. And so I know that if that happened, obviously, he didn't do it right. So I said something to my husband, and he said, well, he obviously didn't hook it up right, and he didn't have the transfer switch. So when the power came back on, am I saying this right? We're back into the generator vents. Is that right?
You absolutely are saying it correctly. Yes. And, Kathy, there's a risk at what I'm saying, because I'm going to explain what happened, what I believe happened. But I have to caution you, class, absolutely, positively never do this. And this is one of the things that I ran on this platform about transfer switches when I was running for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Cooperative. And I wanted to make sure that we taught free classes, if I were on the board, that we'd offer free classes about transfer switches so that anybody that wanted to hook up a generator would know how they work and why it's absolutely critical for everybody's safety that you have one of these, including the equipment safety. But here's what I believe happened. And this is, we're going into a break. And do it right after this break. I'll give you a complete description of a transfer switch, what it is, how it works, why you should have one. And I'm even going to tell you the way not to do it. But I want to make sure that you absolutely, positively do not use this information improperly. Because if you hook up a generator improperly, you can kill people. And I'm not exaggerating. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, this is going to take a few minutes. So I want to give you a semi-thorough explanation of transfer switches. Back a little over 100 years ago, there was a debate between Tom Alva Edison and George Westinghouse. And it was about electricity and distribution of electricity. And Thomas Alva Edison wanted to use a direct current, DC, kind of like your car battery. And you all know that if you touch a car battery, you're not going to get electrocuted. You know that. But if you touch two wires coming out of a wall socket, you can be electrocuted. You will get shocked. There's no question about it. And the intensity of the shock is directly proportional to the voltage. So a shock at 120 volts is nowhere near as shocking as a one from 240 volts. You will absolutely know it if you get a 240-volt shock. You'll even know if you get a 120-volt shock. So to demonstrate this point, Thomas Alva Edison wanted to get the public to buy direct current rather than alternating current. Alternating current was way better for electric motors, way better, and way better for transmission. Direct current, like your car battery, it doesn't travel very far. You'd have to have extremely heavy cables in order to overcome some of the voltage loss. You know? So you'd have to have probably a power generation station every mile if you had direct current. To prove his point, Thomas Alva Edison got an elephant. And he hooked up alternating current to the elephant and killed it in public. And he said, see, Now I'm paraphrasing. So if George Westinghouse's alternating current can do this to an elephant, just think what it can do to you. That was his point. And it was clearly shocking in many different ways. Okay. That being the case, you know that people have died from, you know, a hairdryer falling into a bathtub. You've heard these stories. That's alternating current. What I believe happened with this situation, now I wasn't there, I don't know the people involved, but I'm just putting pieces of the puzzle together as an investigative journalist, maybe. What people have done, and absolutely do not do this, I cannot emphasize this enough, never do this, but what people have done is they have a small generator, and typically one with a rope start, maybe even battery start, but, you know, air-cooled, typically less than 12 kilowatts. And when the power goes out, they want a quick solution to power their house. Their house is already wired. The refrigerator has wiring. The lighting has wiring. You know, the house is already wired. All they need to do, in their mind, is to hook up an extension cord to the house wiring. And if they can do that, they could electrify the whole house. The power's off already, right? So, what people have done in the past is they've taken an extension cord. Now, this would be a typical orange extension cord that you'd buy anywhere. We have them all over at the farm. And what they'll do, and what they have done, is cut off the female end of the extension cord, the receptacle end. So they have a plug on one end, and they cut the other end off. And then they add a plug to the end that they cut the female end of the extension cord off. So now they have an extension cord with two male plugs. They plug one of those ends into any outlet. They plug the other end into the generator. And they start up the generator. And the whole house, well, actually half of the wiring of the house is electrified at that point. Half. Now, if they have a window-type air conditioner, and it's 240 volts, for example, or they have another receptacle that's 240 volts, and they put a 240-volt plug on each end of an extension cord and plug that into the generator and the other end into a receptacle in the house, they'll electrify the whole house. If they use a 120-volt extension cord, they'll electrify half of the circuit panel or probably half of the wiring in the house. Now, I'll explain exactly what happened, in my opinion, when we come back with Kathy's scenario that she's been describing about, you know, someone they know who burned up their generator and fortunately did not.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, "We will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse." The people pushing this deal knew, no, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit.
This is USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
What?
Today,
God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the heater... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, very, very serious topic Kathy asked about. And you know that we here at USA Prepares say don't believe anything we say. Well, this time I'm going to say absolutely believe what I'm telling you. And what we're discussing here, what Kathy's mentioned too. So what has happened is you know that alternating current, like in your household, can kill an elephant and can certainly kill you. So your electrical panel has two sides, you know, line side one and line two. And then it has a common side, which you might think of as the ground. So half of your electrical panel would be 120 volts, and the other half would be 120 volts. And you put them together, you have 240 volts. So with this extension cord that would be constructed for a 240-volt circuit, that'll power the whole house. It, with a 120-volt extension cord, probably half the circuits would be powered. And the way to look at that is if you open up your circuit breaker panel door and you look at the breakers, you'll see that there's one breaker above another, above another, above another, above another. So, and then there's the left side and the right side. So one breaker, if you look at the bottom one, that would be, let's say, one line. Line one, we'll call it. The one right above it would be line two. The one above that would be line one. The one above that would be line two. So they alternate. And with a 240-volt extension cord, line one and line two would all be energized. So what I'm envisioning is the generator was started up with an extension cord, either 120 or 240-volt extension cord, and the power was delivered by the generator throughout the house, and everything was good until the utility company restored power. And when they restored the power, then you had power coming from the utility, which overpowered the generator, which burned up the generator, because they're both trying to produce current at the same time. Now, here's what happens. Here's why it's so darn dangerous. The person that did this did not disconnect the power from the utility side, from the grid. If you look at the power distribution system, the grid, or your local power lines, you have, let's say, 240 volts and 120 volts at your house. But the transformer outside your house on the power poles, that is stepping down the voltage from 13,500 volts to 120 volts. And then there's another power transformer that steps it down from 330 thousand volts to 13,500 volts. So the power lines are really, really high voltage. So what literally happened is that this generator that was powering the house was backfeeding the power lines. So the guys working on the power lines are thinking that there's no electricity running through the power lines except for this generator that was backfeeding 120 volts or 240 volts. It was being transformed by the transformers that are already connected by the power companies to 13,500 volts and 330,000 volts. It's being stepped up from this little generator. So you can kill the guys on the power lines with a generator that is connected without a transfer switch. So now the next question is, what is a transfer switch? A transfer switch is a break before make switch. It will break the existing connection before it makes the new connection. And there's two positions on a transfer, well, three positions. We'll say grid would be one position of the switch. It's a big lever switch in many cases. Off, and then generator. So you pull this lever, and you're doing one of two things, well, one of three things. You're either leaving it in the grid position, or you're putting it into the off position, which no current is going to flow through that switch, or you're putting it in the generator position. So if the generator is on, the grid cannot be on, because it's a break the grid connection before you make the generator connection. Or you break the generator connection before you make the grid connection. It's a safety switch. It's so you can't possibly have your generator connected to the grid, because the grid's always going to win, because the grid's way bigger than your generator. And I believe that's what happened. So now the question is, what kind of transfer switches are there? There's a whole bunch of different kinds. One that we have here at our house is a manual transfer switch. Exactly what I described. Break before make connection. So normally we're in the grid position with this transfer switch. So if I want to use the grid, we can. If I want to shut off from the grid, if I think there's going to be a massive electric storm, I'll just take this transfer switch and put it in the off position. And I'm totally disconnected from the grid. Totally. There's no grid electricity coming into our house if I do that. Or if I throw the switch to a generator position, it disconnected the grid and connected our house and farm to the generator. That is a manual transfer switch. Now, there are other kinds that are automatic. So let's say you have a Generac or a General Electric or a Briggs & Stratton or a Kohler or a Cummins brand generator. You can have an automatic transfer switch that senses the electricity from the grid. And if it sees that the grid electricity has stopped after so many seconds, let's say 5 seconds or 15 seconds, that transfer switch will say, okay, let's start the generator. Looks like we don't have grid power. You'll start the generator, and then after a few seconds when the generator warms up, it will engage the generator's power through the transfer switch to your house. And that's after it has disconnected your house from the grid. It's a great way to go if you want an automatic one. And then there's other transfer switches which are much smaller than that, and they have a series of switches. And it's the same thing. It's a grid off generator switch, but there might be six of them. And that would be for six separate circuits. So you might say, well, you know, I'd like to have lights in the kitchen. I'd like to have the well pump. I'd like to have the power for the microwave oven, you know, countertop outlets, those kinds of things. So you might have one of these, and they're relatively inexpensive. Let's say $300, $200. And it might have six switches that you can individually flip between generator and grid for the different circuits. And they wire into your existing breaker panel. Or it might have eight, or it might have 10 or 12, or it might have 14 or 16, depending on which size and model that you decide to get. So those are a few of the generator type transfer switches. But please do not do what some people do, which is use an extension cord and backfeed your whole house from your generator, because you can kill the people who are trying to restore your electricity. Kathy, I think that's what happened. Does that kind of fit with what your husband might have said?
Yeah, and actually he pulled out the instruction manual, and it's exactly what it says. It could, you know, can kill the men, or kill or injure the men working on the line. So that's exactly what he said, Ben. Same thing. But I just felt with all these power outages, it was really smart for you to explain that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's something that we talk about maybe more than other broadcasters might talk about it, but it's a serious issue. And there's another issue. Some people have a generator and they don't want their neighbors to know they have electricity. So they'll start that thing in their garage. You know, maybe they have a transfer switch, and or maybe they just run extension cords. And, you know, from the generator through, let's say, the kitchen to the garage door, and they'll close the garage door. And they'll asphyxiate themselves because of the toxicity of the exhaust of a gasoline or propane or natural gas generator. So don't do that. You know, the generator should be outside. Even the whole house generators, if you look at the instruction manuals, they will tell you in the manual, you know, don't have the generator any closer than 5 feet from a window. Now, if you're running your generator, it's likely that it's cold outside. It's likely that you have your window closed. It's likely you have all your windows closed. But the exhaust can blow back or be trapped, you know, in a corner where the generator is, and it can seep into the house through, you know, openings that you don't even know are there. So it can leak into the house, and it can, you know, kill you while you sleep. So 5 feet away from the house is a really good idea. And that's what the manuals will tell you. So generators are great to have. They require care and feeding. They require maintenance. And Frank has mentioned many times that people up north in Canada, and it happens here too in the United States, you know, it'll snow. And that's, and the snow will cause people to crash into power lines, or the weight of ice on the power lines will cause the power lines to break, or the overloading conditions of the demand of the power through the power lines will cause the power lines to fail, fuses to blow, and people will want to start their generator. Well, an automatic generator might be covered in snow. The air intake to cool the generator might be covered in snow, and the generator can start up and a few minutes later overheat, because even though it's freezing cold outside, the air intake vents for the generator could be blocked by snow and ice and sleet, freezing rain, and without cooling, the generator is likely to fail. Well, it's guaranteed to fail. So we have an automatic start generator, and I've got a couple automatic transfer switches here at the farm, but I have not hooked up an automatic transfer switch, and I don't plan on it. I have a manual transfer switch because I want to be in control, and I want to be in control when the generator starts. So for the whole house generator, there are a couple different positions. One is automatic, and the other is manual, and the other is off. So the generator, whole house generator, will have those positions, and mine is set to off. So if the power fails and the solar system, like right now, it's so overcast, we can't generate enough electricity to run the farm. So we're supplementing the battery bank with the grid. And it makes sense to me to use the grid for electricity when we can't generate our own with solar panels. But I don't want a generator starting on its own. I want to be in control of that. I'm not going to let some machine kill me or somebody else or destroy itself because of ice and snow surrounding the vents on the box of the whole house generator. And I suggest you all do the same thing. Go for the manual configuration. And it's just a switch. Just flip the switch.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and I've been doing most of the teaching and speaking this morning. Kathy, any further comments about these generators and the problems, the dangers, and any other experiences that you've heard of?
Well, Vince, I know that just because I heard the warnings, you know, from my husband, And I know the dangers of it. I'm very aware, like, I have a very healthy respect for that and, you know, how to hook them up and all that. So, I just would tell people, if you're not sure, you know, even if you had to ask an electrician or something, just, okay, show me how to do it or make sure I've got everything wired right. It just wouldn't be smart to, you know, damage that unit, your house, or a life. So that's, you know, I think you explained it very well, Vince, but I just know that listening to him, I really have a healthy respect for what could go wrong.
Mm-hmm. You know, class, the time to hook up your generator is when the weather is nice. Yeah. Like in the summertime, when you can get the wire and you can get the connectors, you can get the plugs and the receptacles and the switches and the, you know, transfer switches, all those things, the fuel. And you can figure out if you want to use propane or natural gas. And you know, I was talking with Gwyneth yesterday, and she was describing how propane is kind of a trap. And if you're dependent on propane, will you be able to get propane in the future? The answer is, I don't know. So because of that, I'm very cautious. Everyone in our household is very cautious about the use of propane because we don't know if we're going to be able to get any more. Now, I don't know anything. I do know that Russia stopped the sale of or exporting of liquefied natural gas. I do know that. And it could happen in a heartbeat. So you may have just what you have, and even though you've purchased or agreed to purchase, or the guy's coming next week, you know, to fill up your tank, until you get it in your tank, you don't have it. So what we did was we bought, you know, another propane tank, another 500-gallon tank. And that's good, unless it leaks. And then we got nothing. So propane, to me, the highest and best use of propane is for cooking. The second highest and best use would be for power generation. And the last use would be for heating. I would try to find some other heat source rather than use valuable propane. Because it's a pain in the neck to cook with, you know, a wood stove. It's tough. So I like the idea of having a, you know, gas stove or gas oven. I like that. But we don't use the gas oven very much, just the cook, you know, the cook surfaces, the top, where the burners are for pots and pans. Because the oven uses an extremely large amount of gas as compared to the top burners. So what we do is we have a, like a convection oven. It's plugged into electricity. And it runs on a solar system. And it's more efficient for us, less expensive for us to cook with, you know, small things in a convection oven than it is to use the large standard size gas oven. That's just the way we view propane. But as far as generators, when I lived in Virginia, we had an ice storm, kind of like we just had here. And we even had one that lasted 11 days in Virginia and one that lasted 11 days here in Missouri, years apart, actually over a decade apart. And we had neighbors who had gasoline-powered generators. We had a diesel-powered generator. It was hooked up to a manual transfer switch. The whole farm was hooked up to this diesel generator. And I had a 275-gallon residential fuel tank that I bought for $25. I filled it up with diesel fuel, hooked it up to the generator, and I put it in a barn, a steel barn. I built an exhaust system. When we poured the floor for the barn, I put the exhaust pipe through the floor. And so I had mufflers that I built an exhaust system, hooked up mufflers because this is a military surplus generator, really loud. And so I hooked up automotive mufflers to it, and I had it exhaust out the back of the barn. And with the barn doors closed, you really couldn't hear it. So the exhaust was not entering the barn. The exhaust was going outside the barn. And so it was really quiet. The neighbors didn't have to be bothered by our noise. So when the power failed, I went out to the barn, started the generator. It was a battery-powered, two 12-volt batteries. Started up. A couple minutes later, the generator was running. Had it power smoothed out. It was warmed up. Threw the transfer switch, and we were good to go. But none of our neighbors had electricity. And the rest of those days, I spent keeping our neighbors alive. One of the neighbors had, you know, a really nice generator, 11 horsepower, something like that. But it wasn't hooked up to anything. And the carburetor was gummed up because the fuel had gummed up the carburetor. His neighbor tried out this brand new generator years before, and they just left it in the garage because he didn't need it. But then when the power failed, we couldn't get it started. And it took hours and hours in the freezing cold to get that generator to start. And then we hooked up power extension cords to the rest of the house. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.